Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Winning. Ask a Cyclone for perspective. Following ISU losses to UNI in Iowa, Iowa State looked lost. Matthew Fox level lost. We said new coach, new system, no depth, et cetera, et cetera. All true. Called for patience. So props to the ISU staff and players for drastic improvement at a rate I did not think possible. The clones are much better. Now they must learn how to finish. Fatigue plays a part, but it's mostly mental mistakes, a losing culture. Everyone's sick of it. Find a way to win one, then it gets easier. Two down, nine to go for the Cubs. Cubs fans, don't worry about Sports Illustrated jinxes, ill-advised tattoos, or giants in even-numbered years. You have the best team in baseball. Enjoy. And the week's most startling revelation, check that. Week's second most startling revelation, Joe Buck nearly lost his broadcasting career to hair plug addiction. I feel you, Joe. Nearly happened to me.
Whoa.
Thankfully, I ran out of money, and balding became the new sexy. Right, fully coiffed John Sears?
New sexy? No. Keith, I love trophy games, and Floyd is one of the best trophies in the country. Football players carrying around a big bronze pig after winning a game is a great sight. The game, not so much. But it counts as a win, and Iowa will take it with no apologies. Defense played better, offense not so much. I think we're past the point where expectations need to be lowered on this Hawkeye football team. We keep waiting for the Rose Bowl team to show up. We keep waiting for the running game to get going, for C.J. Beathard to look like the All-Big Ten quarterback he was last year. But we're halfway through the season, and it's just not happening. Slow progress? Maybe. The schedule is only going to get tougher after Purdue. Right now, what I see is a 7-win team. Iowa State continues to prove they can play with some of the big names in the Big 12, but there's a difference between playing with and beating some of those top teams. The Cyclones should be 3-3, not 1-5. And to be honest, Iowa State is squandering a golden opportunity. The Big 12 is down. It's an average league this year. Heck, TCU almost lost to Kansas. If the Cyclones could have won the last two games, they'd be 2-1 and in third place in the conference. Finally, I got to give some props to Javi Baez. I was one of the doubters on Baez. Didn't think he would make it in the bigs because he was undisciplined at the plate. But man, what a moment in game one against the Giants. Baez has proved me wrong, and I bet we will see more big moments from him as the playoffs go on.
Cubs fans have been nervous the past week, many of them, but the players look relaxed. They seem like they know this is their moment and they're ready for it.
And the crazy thing about those first two games, Baez hits the home run to win it. It's kind of a pitcher's duel. In the second game, there was really no offense. It was the pitchers providing all the offense. So we're still waiting for Rizzo and Bryant and those guys to even wake up.
Could happen, although against Bumgarner won't
That'll be
easy. Jake Arrieta's pitching, and he's the underdog. That's the way this is going to go. Jeff and Beaverdale, let's get back to Hawkeye football. Jeff, your thoughts on the win at Minnesota.
All right. Well, my opinion is the Hawks are going to go by whatever Beathard does, and I feel like that I was resorted back to Ferentz's old offense of just play conservative. I think Beathard needs to throw the ball.
All right, they've tried to throw the ball. John, we've talked about this. There's been trouble getting separation with the receivers. They definitely miss Matt Vandenberg. Beathard has to get rid of the ball quicker and maybe more rollouts, get him out there on the edge. He just has not been – hey, what's up, Elvis? He has not been as good this season.
Yeah, they really don't have a downfield threat. You take Matt Vandenberg away. I mean, who is the threat? If you're a defense preparing for Iowa's passing game, who are you scared of?
Kittle.
And he's not going deep.
Right.
He's running a 7-yard pattern. So they just don't have that player to stretch the field And that's what's tough for them right now. It's all boxed in about 20 yards and in.
We'll stay with the Hawkeyes and go to Bob in Urbandale. Your takeaway from this game, Bob?
Good afternoon, team. I just like to announce that our Carter Turner saved the day by beating 5% for the ISB Cheerleading Chicks Club. Way to go in.
Yeah,
I don't understand that one.
I feel like I was watching the debate again. Kevin in Des Moines. Kevin, over to the Cyclones. Another chance for a breakthrough Big 12 win. 17-point lead at Oklahoma State, but 24 unanswered points from the Cowboys. What did you think?
It's kind of been the story with the Cyclones to kind of break your heart every year, but I tell you what, this is Campbell's first year. It's early in the season still, and he's got them playing well beyond their potential right now. He hit the recruiting trail early. I think that next year we'll have some depth on the roster, and I think that Iowa State will be a team
that's a big-time pass right there. Bill and Ames, we have a few seconds for you. Go ahead, Bill.
Yes, hi. I just want to comment on the fizzling of the fourth quarter. This has been going on for decades.
Ever?
I know for sure. I was at the Iowa State-Kansas game in 1993. Kansas was up 31 points in the fourth quarter. I'm sorry. Iowa State was up by 31 points in the fourth quarter, and they lost. And Kansas won by 3.
Yeah, we've seen it many times. It's a culture, and it's also a depth issue because fatigue sets in, and the more tired team doesn't usually play as well in the fourth quarter.
And the thing you wish you could have is just one drive in the fourth quarter. That's all you need these last
for confidence.
Games. One drive to put up a point, and they win.
This week, we lost a longtime Sound Off viewer and friend of the show, Frank from Waukee. Frank died unexpectedly this week at age 47. Frank started watching and calling nearly 20 years ago, and his friends say Sound Off was part of his Sunday sports ritual. Last month, just a couple of weeks ago, Frank sent in one final look-alike. United Airlines president Scott Kirby looks like Bulls coach and Cyclone icon Fred Hoiberg. Old Spice, we got to give it to our man Frank from Waukee, right?
The winner.
Like an angel getting his wings. Thanks, Frank.
Guys, some things do happen for a reason, but some reasons aren't good enough. It's What's Bugging Andy next.
Follow us on Twitter. It's at SoundOff13. Justin writes, even as a Hawkeye fan, I am sick of ISU blowing games year after year. I get frustrated with the Hawks, but this is way worse. Mm.
Gail says, I'll take the baby steps. At least we were in the position to win. Not completely blown out. Winning will come.
We'll debate this later in Face-Off. NFL ratings are way down, especially in prime time.
Andy wants to know why.
Guys, the Wall Street Journal reports that so far, NFL viewership on the major networks is down about 10% so far this season. And for an entity that's basically been a bulletproof vest, that's kind of shocking. While it's not exactly clear why the ratings are down, there's a pretty long list of possibilities that have been drawn up. Some of those sound reasonable and point to the evolving state of television, while others sound a little disturbing, at least to me. I hope the main reason is something like this season's lack of star power. Manning has retired. Brady has been suspended. That sounds reasonable to me and sounds like it will eventually be fixed. I hope the reason for the drop is not something like Colin Kaepernick's anthem protests. I hope that there aren't a lot of fans, football fans out there, who've chosen to boycott their sport because this man has chosen to exercise his constitutional right. I hope the ratings hits have something more to do with the fact that we are now inundated with NFL games. Thursday night, Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, and then twice more on Monday. That sounds more reasonable than Americans turning their backs on the true American pastime because a group of African Americans are peacefully participating in an exercise that is, at its core, as American as it gets. Protest. Trace it back to the Boston Tea Party. It's what we do. I hope that the primetime ratings hits are due more to these crazy presidential election coverages, which has hogged the news and social media spotlights for months. Now, I'd like to believe that we all rushed to the NFL for shelter from this you-know-what storm, but if politics is what's causing the hit, I get it. What I wouldn't get is a political decision to stop watching the NFL. Neither human rights nor support for police should be confined to political boundaries, so I don't think a decision like this should be either. Maybe it's that more and more Americans are cutting the TV cord. Maybe the hit comes from fantasy players watching nothing but DirecTV's Red Zone channel. Or you know what? Maybe it's just a short, random trend. Those do happen. Gas prices, this crazy clown craze. I don't know what the reason is. I just know what I'm hoping it isn't. Because to me, that intolerance would be a trend that would be truly disturbing. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Andy, thank you. A follow-up, who's in your five, plus more of your live phone calls coming up. Sound Off is live. Like us on Facebook, Sound Off Nation. Matt writes, I'm getting really numb to this with ISU, but I just don't buy for a second that meltdowns are part of a culture. I believe it is coaching. Baylor, Oklahoma State would even argue you and I this year. Coaching was the reason we lost leads. These losses are on Campbell.
Brad writes, blame the coaches, blame the players, blame the fans. Matt Campbell is our Hayden Fry or Bill Snyder. It took them 3 years to build a winner. Iowa State is turning it around right in front of our eyes. The wins will come, and when they do, all of you whiners, please shut the hell up.
Who's in your five? Five reasons NFL primetime ratings are way down. No superstars in the first month. Brady and Manning, remember, both out. And Manning's not coming
back.
And
a lot of the superstars now are having bad years.
Except Manning is in every commercial break. Anthem protests. I don't think this is a huge factor in the numbers being down, but there are people who are not watching because of this. Cord cutting, streaming the game on Twitter. This is a real thing. Number two, bad games. How about last week, right here on
really
Channel
bad.
13, Steelers and Chiefs. And number one, it's a no-doubter. Our poll tonight showed that you were watching the presidential debate 2-1 over the Packers and Giants. Let's get back to live phone calls. Bobby is in Des Moines to talk Cubs. The Cubs are one game from eliminating the Giants.
What's up, Bobby?
How's it going, Keith?
Good.
Okay, hey, I've been watching your show since the beginning.
Thanks, Bobby. That's a long time.
So that's been, geez, I'm 41 years old, so that must have been 20 years ago.
That's right.
And I love your KXNO show.
All right, thank you, Bobby. What are your thoughts on the Cubs? Appreciate the nice thoughts, though.
Well, I appreciate that also, Keith. Okay, I think we're going to have the Coach of the Year. We're also going to have the MVP and Chris Bryant and possibly the Cy Young winner with either Lester or Kyle Hendricks.
All right. That's
a good call.
Bobby's calling for a sweep.
Good, Bobby.
Thank you again for calling. Call us back anytime. Don't wait another 20 years. CJ in Ames. In Ames, heart of Cyclone country, but Hawkeye football on your mind. CJ, what do you think?
That's right, bleeding black and gold here, Keith. Hey, I do want to pick a little something with you guys. I disagree with what you said about the offense not improving, and I think John said something about the running game not looking any better. Well, they did have 180 yards on the ground, and the offense gained like 330 yards, I think, total yesterday, which is a lot improved, and they did own time of possession too, and they just didn't execute in the red zone. So I think we're seeing improvements. I don't think we can say that the identity is missing from this team just yet.
All right, thank you.
I said still waiting for the running game to really get going, because I think we are. They're still shuffling offensive linemen, which is not the best thing you want to do in game six of the year, so I think they are still slowly getting better. The problem is, though, the competition ramps up, and what people are seeing is they're seeing Michigan beat Rutgers 78-0, and Michigan's coming to Iowa City in a couple weeks. Wisconsin's really good. All these other teams are good, and that's what people are afraid of right now.
And I also think you can't overstate how much it's hurt the running game that the Hawkeyes have had penalties at terrible times in several games. Cyclones have no wins in the Big 12, but do they have moral victories? John and I face off next. You can always email the show, soundoff@whotv.com. Wow, the Cyclones broke my heart again. The fumble with 2 minutes left in the third started the collapse. The total lack of effort in the fourth quarter was embarrassing. Sorry, but I'm ready for basketball season to start. Brian and Johnston.
There is really something to be said about a loser culture. I know people think it is nonsense, but Campbell has to rewire an entire team of players that genuinely don't know how to win. Mentality change and confidence is all the difference in the world. That is from Dan. Time for our debate. We call it face-off and try to keep it civil.
Mostly.
Easy there, Ken Bone. Keith, I know you're on a hit radio show, but you'll lose your lofty perch if I keep hearing you say something as stupid as what I heard on Andy and Murph this week.
It's Murph and Andy, and jinxes and curses are not real.
Not that. You said the Cyclones had a moral victory.
Yeah, they led the number 13 team in the nation by 2 touchdowns late. And that's 2 weeks after ISU looked like a legitimate contender for worst team in the nation.
Cyclone fans are sick and tired of moral victories. They lead college football in moral victories. Win the damn game.
Yes, of course. Fans want to win, though not as much as players and coaches. And of course those players and coaches can't say they believe in moral victories because they don't and should not. But come on, these Cyclones went from housed to competitive in less than a month. Fans should feel better.
If by better you mean worse, then yes. Cyclone fans are loyal and patient to a fault. Demand winning, nothing less.
Matt Campbell just got here. He will win in time. For now, chart the progress.
That's
it's an arrow up.
Loser's allowance. When you're up 2 scores in the fourth, just win, baby. Make plays and win.
Yes, try to win. Learn to win. Eventually win. In the meantime, don't forget a month ago in Iowa City, the Cyclones lost during warm-ups.
I just won. Like Ken Bone won the debate.
You lost.
Won. It's not a moral victory either.
Touche. Over under, John. Take it away.
Overrated. Drake the Rapper. He's a good performer, entertainer, actor, but he's the most overrated rapper ever. Underrated, Drake University. Their mascot is a live bulldog named Griff, and I love him.
You do love Griff. Maybe a little bit too much. I mean, you're a big fan.
Love that dog.
Hey, Tiny
Just
Ruff.
Hold, please.
Tiny Ruff's in the dark.
You got a minute. Continue.
What? This is where he lives, I think. That's like a snapshot. Whoa, TV magic there. All right, Tiny Ruff, hang on. Mike is in Sheraton. Mike, you have a thought for us on Hawkeye football?
Yeah, it all starts up front, man. Offensive, defensive line. We lost some guys last year. We got to have it.
Thank you, Mike. Scott in Ankeny. Scott, final word to you, sir.
Yes, thank you. I say Iowa State to the MAC. And two good things. No Licklider, no Steve Alford.
All right. Yeah, there's the Cowboys coming out. That's quite a
– They're putting them back in.
They roped them back in. All right. That's going to do it for us. We are back next week, and we hope you are too.
Good night.
Is this the face of a man you can trust?
Why won't you just show us the emails?
Yeah, show us the emails. What are you hiding?
It's my own private server.
Drunk at work? Maybe. Keith Murphy. Embarrassing. Creepy. Cannot be trusted.
I'm John Sears, and I approve this message.